There's hope in environmental circles the departure of the top UN official on climate change could infuse new vigour into negotiations for a new global climate treaty. Ivo de Boer headed up the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, but the former Dutch public servant says he'll step down and move into the private sector. The Federal Minister for Climate Change, Penny Wong, says his resignation is not necessarily a blow to the ongoing climate change negotiations. She says the process is bigger than just one person, as Nance Haxton reports from Adelaide.
Ivo de Boer was the public face of United Nations moves for binding agreements between nations on climate change. But those hopes fell over at Copenhagen, and now the UN is faced with finding a replacement at a time when climate change sceptics are taking increasing hold of the debate. Federal Minister for Climate Change Penny Wong says Mr. de Boer should be congratulated for his contribution to climate change debate.
Well, can I first wish Ivo well for his next phase in his career? I understand he's moving to the private sector to continue to work on these issues, on sustainability issues. He's made a great contribution, a very important contribution at a very important time, and we wish him well. As I said, he's continuing to work in this area and the government certainly appreciates the contribution he's made.
Is it a sign, though, that the talks are really continuing to break down? Where are we at with the talks?
Well, can I say just on that, I understand that Ivo's contract was up this year. In any event, it's not unknown for people to move on to other jobs. The negotiations are bigger than any one individual. They're negotiations about how the planet, how the globe, how every country in the world is going to deal with climate change. They're proceeding. We've got around 85% of the world's economy signed up to the Copenhagen Accord. That's a good thing. Obviously, we need to do more, and Australia's playing our part to get the best outcome we can.
She says it's not her place to give an opinion on what qualities the new chief negotiator should have and whether a new approach is needed post-Copenhagen.
I don't know that Tim or I want to get into the business of putting out job descriptions for the United Nations now.
However, the former Australian of the Year and the chair of the Coasts and Climate Change Council, Professor Tim Flannery, says the resignation of Ivo de Boer from such a pivotal position could reinvigorate climate change debate.
We wish him well. He's had a very, very difficult job over the last 4 years. I think he's done a pretty good job overall. And the Copenhagen Accord shows that. We've got something like 80 countries now signed up to that. Todd Stern, the UN Special Envoy on Climate Change, says we'll be at 100 countries within the next few weeks. So that's a really good beginning. And then we go on to Mexico, COP16, and we hope that we'll see a more comprehensive agreement made there.
Could having a new chief negotiator give the talks new legs?
Look, it'll be one element among many that we hope will move things on. My personal view is I'd love to see one of the meetings held in Beijing or Washington, you know, because then there's a bit, you get some serious buy-in, but we shall see how things progress.
Professor Tim Flannery ending that report from Nance Haxton.